A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yom Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Erevin Tzadi Zayin, Erevin 97A, pagination page 193. Continuing on the topic of Tefillin, please join me about a third of the way down on the page. The first word on the line is Did Who? And then we begin. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav. Rav Chisda said in the name of Rav, Halokeach tefillin, if you're buying tefillin, mimi she'eino mumche, from a person who is not an expert, bodek shtayim shel yad, va'achas shel rosh. You should check two of the arm one, and one of the head, o shtayim shel rosh, or two of the head, va'achas shel yad, and one of the arm. The logic seems to be, just reading the Gemara, taking it all in, that you need to check it three times in order to know that you have a chazaka, because three times is not a chance. Three times means you're in. So if something happens three times, you have your chazaka. But you can't, we'll see in a second, you can't just do all arms or all heads, as the Gemara will explain in a second, because then you didn't include the other type. Manavshoch, the Gemara asks, Imechad gavra kazov in livda koshlosha shiyad or shlosha shirosh. If you're buying from one person, so why can't you just check three arms or three heads? Imitrei tlosa gavri, if it's from different people, two or three different suppliers, so then everything should need to be checked. And the Gemara explains, La'olam echad gavra zavin, you're buying from one person. He produced this. Uba'inon demismachi v'shal yado v'shal rosh, but you need to include the arm and the head. You have to verify on both. So if you have three in total, and some of them, so to speak, were head, and some of them, so to speak, were arm, out of three, it's going to be two and one, but that's the idea, you're trying to be inclusive. Just as an aside, I would wonder how you would extrapolate this concept to vegetables. You could have a concept of chazaka, where you spot check heads of lettuce. You want to see if the batch is infested and if a certain type of washing process is sufficient. What would happen if you have two different types of lettuce, but they're very similar? Would you have to have closed leaf lettuce, open leaf lettuce? You have two of the same type, but they're a little bit different. They're two different types, even though they're both closed leaf. Would you have to have, like, your chazaka includes the other one to make sure that it's included in the chazaka you're creating? Is there a way to extrapolate from tefillin to other cases? Give it to you for homework. Getting back to our topic of tefillin, what are we worried about? What exactly are we checking for? I mean, let's face it. If you're worried that the tefillin were not written, l'shem shamayim, they weren't written for the right reason, or they weren't written by a kosher person, you have a non-Jew who's writing tefillin and selling them to the Jewish community, it's not kosher. It has to be written by a person who has the mitzvah. So if that's what you're worried about, then checking the tefillin afterwards is not going to help you. What exactly were we worried about that you're able to check? So the halacha is that what we're worried about here is because the tefillin are closed. If you were to buy open parshios, then you would check them. The parshios of tefillin or the parshios of mezuzah, you would check them. What are you checking for? You're checking, number one, that they got the letters correct. Chaseros v'yuseros, if there's supposed to be a vav or a yud, that it's there, and if it's not supposed to be there, it's not there. And also you're checking for tmunas haosios, the way the letters are formed, that they're formed kosher. A yud, for example, has to have kutzo shel yud. The left-hand bottom part of the yud has to be formed properly. That's what you're checking for. Our assumption, as the Mishnah Berurah writes, is that something that ibud lishma, processing the hide in the proper way, that everybody knows and that everybody does. The thing is, the actual being a scribe, being a sefer, and getting it right, we're worried that it wasn't done correctly. So what you could do is, afterwards, check. The problem is that by tefillin, since they're closed, we're worried you're not going to check, because it's difficult to open and then reseal. So Chazal came along and made a very specific requirement on you that you're going to do a chazakah check. You're going to check three. Some of them shall yad, some of them shall rosh. And by verifying that, you will be able to say that the entire batch bought from this supplier, which appears to have been written all by the same person, all fits the same ruling. If you have the impression that it's not from the same scribe, then obviously you're going to have to do this chazakah check multiple times. Take a look at the bottom Tosfos, second to last. Halokeyach tefillin. Mimi she'eino mumcha. A person who buys tefillin from someone who's not an expert. So by the way it's brought in halacha is that this is indeed bidi'evid after the fact. Halokeyach, one who bought. Because you shouldn't be buying like this, because we're worried you're not going to check. It's inconvenient to check. But if you already bought it, this is the way to proceed. Tosfos asks, Tema, I'm in wonderment. To be Perekat Cheles, in the famous Perek in Menachas that deals with Tfilin, Tanya, Tfilin Yesh Lahem Bedika, Ve'ein Nikachin Ela Min Amumcha. Tfilin can be checked, but you shouldn't buy them except from an expert. What's the message? Ve'ein Lomar, don't say, De'belo Bedika Kamar, without checking, De'ein Nikachin Ela Min Amumcha, what I alluded to before, that other Sfarim and Mezuzas are able to be bought from anyone who's in the supply chain. No problem. Mishnah Berurah points out, because generally non-Jews aren't writing Tefillin and Mezuzas. That's not what we're concerned about. V'omeri, Tosfos explains, Da'asam lechatchila ka'amar, we're talking about what's proper. And here's the key two lines. De'ein nikachin ela min amumcha, you can't buy it unless it's an expert. Shelo yitzdarech likra kol atfaru lebodkon, because we don't really want you to buy something that you're going to have to break the seal on the tefillin and check them. Ve'ika bizayon tefillin, it's a disgrace to the tefillin. Ve'ika nami lemeches, and we also have a concern, shema yisasa leturach lebodkan, maybe you're going to be lazy and you won't open them. So Tosfos is mentioning two problems, and therefore we don't like the idea of buying tefillin from a person who's not known to write good tefillin. Because you're going to have to break them open and do your chazaka check. Tosfos says, bizayon, it's a disgrace. And secondly, Shema Yisatza, maybe you'll be lazy and you won't go ahead and do it. And therefore, it should be coming from a good supplier, or it should be coming open so that you could look at the parashios and verify that they're written properly. And now this comment that Tosfos makes, that there's a bizayon, there's a disgrace in having to open the tefillin, that comes up in a unique way in halacha. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, when it came to opening tefillin and checking them periodically while you own them, so he seems to have discouraged it. And he said that very often the problems that come up in tefillin, we write them so mehuda, we write them so beautifully on very good parchment, it's high quality processing, it's big letters, everything's really nice. The problem typically comes when you start breaking the seal and refolding them and everything else. That's where the problems typically come up. So even though it's not the exact same word as bizayon that Tosfos is using, but Tosfos is alluding to the fact that that tampering with the tefillin is not a particularly good thing. And we definitely would prefer apt and lechatchila set up the system so that they should not have to be tampered with, broken into, in order to verify their authenticity. Yeshikoach, have a great day.